Welcome to another edition of The Broadcast, and I am Vicky Barcelona, and with me is Sarah.
Oh, hey.
All right, Sarah, contact info.
Yes, it is amazing, and I have it ready for us. Okay, we have an Instagram. It's The Broadcast 999. You can call or text us at 253-778-6029 or email us at thebroadcast999@gmail.com.
We did get a couple messages, a text, a message, I believe, on Instagram, and a voicemail.
Ooh!
Right, where's the other one? Stop it. Stop it, you.
Stop it, you.
All right, I'm going to quickly read the Instagram one. It says, hey, ladies, you talked about how dads shouldn't be afraid to go into their daughter's dance class. Mm-hmm. Well, I was that father that wouldn't sit through her dance classes, but I would explain why to her. I didn't sit in the room for her classes because the mothers were always dramatic bitches. I got tired of hearing how this woman cheated on or this another person is trying to get with this guy, so I would just sit in my car to avoid it. But I was at the front door as soon as she got out of class and never missed a performance. And advise every parent needs these days is to stop being helicopter parents and let the kid grow up the right way. You can protect them from everything, and if you do, they won't be able to handle anything on their own.
Dun, dun, dun.
Which is very true. Like, see, that makes sense. You explained it to her. But there's dads that I always had this weird kind of, and my dad never did this, but I always felt that I was surrounded by guys all the time.
Yeah.
So that my interest, the girly interest, because I did do ballet, I felt like
Holler.
They were, I know, right? I felt like I wasn't supposed to. Like, I was because I was a girl, but I couldn't like the other stuff the boys liked, even though I liked that. I'm like, why couldn't I like both? And because nobody else was interested in what I was interested in, it just made me feel crappy for liking those things.
Yeah, totally. So. Well, and with this guy, I think it's cool that you explained it to your daughter, but also I feel like you should ask your daughter if she wanted you to be in the room or not. Because regardless of bitchy this, bitchy that, you don't want to hear their cattiness or their drama. If your daughter wants you there watching her, I don't care. I don't care about the drama and the cattiness. You're going to sit through that.
But he was there for every performance.
No,
like
I know.
Every show.
But that's very different. You're in the audience. You're not even like, when you're performing, at least if it's like on a stage and stuff, you're not going to see your dad and stuff. But if in the rehearsal, your dad's going to be like right there, you know? And if all the other kids have their parents and you're not there on the sideline, like that could make her feel like crap. Like that would make me feel like crap. But maybe your daughter's hella cool then is like, yeah, I don't care. I don't want you here anyway. I don't really care. But I think you need to get the okay from her, or I feel like she could feel left out.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, like, because when I was growing up, my folks worked all the time, especially during the day. Mm-hmm. So my folks were never the folks that could go to the field trips with us or do those things. But there was one time my mom did. And you know, most kids are like, oh my God, my mom's here. It's so embarrassing.
Now, were you stoked?
I loved it.
Right?
Because my parents could never, I never got to do that. Or when I could do something with my dad, because he worked when I was really, really little, he was always super busy working. So when I had dad time, I was like, it was the best.
Yeah. I mean, my mom was a stay-at-home mom, and she could come to a lot of those things, but I loved having her there. It was like, this is my mom. My mom is so dope. Like, I wanted to show her off kind of thing. Even if it was every week, I'd be so happy that my mom was there.
Right.
So I feel like if your daughter wants you there, just suck it up. I know you're the only dude, but you'll look like a hero to her, especially because you are her dad.
And I mean, I guess headphones are a thing.
Yeah, just wear earplugs.
Yeah, just headphones. I mean, but if your daughter's cool and, you know, if she's like, whatevs, do what you
need to do. Yeah, if she doesn't care, then she doesn't care.
I don't know how old she is, so, but yeah, I'm really curious. Like, please let us know, like, what's your daughter's personality like and how she feel?
Yeah, she like me? Because, whew, you better be watching.
I'm sorry, dude.
Every step I take in that ballet room, even if I suck.
We did get a voicemail from our buddy Stevie.
Stevie! And
here we go.
What's up, ladies of the broadcast? This is Stevie. Just wanted to say hi. I'm doing good. I'm trying to get everything in place so I can get things settled. So it's for Vicky. Sarah, you can answer too, because I don't know. So thanks to you, Vicky. I've been watching Friends on Netflix.
Sorry.
No. Right now I'm on season 6.
Nice.
And I kind of started in the middle of season 3. Because I was watching in the hospital and I noticed they were all in order. So, two questions. Who's not the brightest, Joey or Phoebe? And what's your favorite episode and least favorite episode? With Joey, Phoebe, I have to give it to Joey because Phoebe could just say stuff just like random and like, you're like, huh? So, favorite episode, probably the one where they're playing, it's the one where Phoebe finds out she's going to have a kid, and then they're playing that game where the guys move into the girl's apartment and switch. And every other episode after that's kind of a toss-up. So, don't know much else, ladies. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye.
That is a great episode. It's when Phoebe gets implanted with her brother's triplets, which we later find out is the triplets, and she finds out she's pregnant. And so I know the girls and the guys are competing for a couple bucks originally. It was supposed to be like $50, $10. It goes up to 100, and then they decide you have to get rid of the birds and we'll put in our apartment as the bet. And they're doing that trivia game, and Ross came up with the questions. That's a fun episode.
Like the one that says, what does Chandler do?
Yeah.
And they're all like,
it's like, who does the TV guy go to? It's like, it's Miss Chandler Bong.
Yeah. I saw that one kind of recently, actually.
Yeah. Same. I've been, rewatching. I think I'm on season 8 right now. Yes, because Rachel's pregnant. Sorry.
I will never, I would never go to Netflix and just start watching it, or I would never suggest it, but, if I'm up late, it's on at Nick at Night. Mm-hmm. And it's just once you start and then there's an episode on after you just kind of get hooked into it.
For me, that's my background noise now. Like I'll go through different shows. The problem with other shows is that there's not enough seasons. So I'll end up going through it a whole series in a night, because I'll have it playing at night. I'll set the TV timer off so it turns off, but then I wake up in the middle of the night. Like I don't even realize I do this. Put it back on because I like that noise.
Mm-hmm.
So I've been watching Friends for the last couple of weeks, but usually it's Big Mouth or The Ranch, Grace and Frankie, because I've seen all those.
Jesus.
Oh yeah, yeah. I have a thing.
So what's your all time favorite episode?
Oh, I really love the one he was talking about. I also really love the one where no one's ready. So they have to, Ross and Rachel dating, they're going to this speech he's going to do at the museum, and it's all just in their apartment. And no one's getting ready in time. They have to leave in 20 minutes. And everyone's either taking their time. This is the one where Chandler steals Joey's underwear. And Joey puts on all of Chandler's clothes.
On purpose?
Yes.
Oh.
Do you remember that one?
No.
So they're like, oh, hurry up. We have to be there, at 8. We have to get in a cab and everything. And everyone's like, whatever. Phoebe shows up. And then someone stains her dress.
Ooh.
And so she has to go find another dress. And they're all just kind of goofing around. Monica's...
Is Ross WTF?
Yeah. He's like, ah!
That would be me.
And then he basically insults and yells at Rachel. And she's just... She kind of pulls a Sarah without yelling. And she's just like, oh, okay. Puts on her sweatpants. She's like, I'm not going.
Ah,
I was just yelled at and humiliated in front of my friends. So yeah. I'm not going.
F you.
Yeah. It's a really fun episode. And I remember watching the commentary on that one. It's in the earlier years when they didn't have a whole lot of money for an episode.
Oh.
They had to design a whole episode in one room. In one stage.
Oh, fancy.
And that's probably why I like it. Because so much happens in the span. It's about... yes, the show is 30 minutes long, but they're kind of doing it within 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And it's really fun.
That's actually really creative.
Mm-hmm.
And good for the people who, the producers and stuff who, thought of all that and wrote that in one room.
But he was also asking who is dumber. I'm kind of bummed because Joey used to be kind of smarter. He was always dumb. He was the pretty dumb guy, but then he kind of went down the line of, someone really hit you hard in the head, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Phoebe's just kind of cuckoo.
Yeah.
I think she's just kind of on a different planet.
Yeah. In the beginning of the series, she was always very innocent cuckoo. She's always kind of sweet. And then as things gone by, she was just
gullible, kind of.
Kind of gullible, but she was sweet. And then as it went by, she was just kind of mean and dirty and not dirty as in, inappropriate, but just kind of let's fist fight, kind of
Oh, yeah.
She's more angry.
Used to, mug people and stuff.
She was just more angry and... Just you kind of hear more about stuff that she has done that you wouldn't have heard of in the first couple seasons.
Yeah.
She's so sweet.
Yeah. I know what you're saying.
But she's dumb, I think, because she's a product of her environment. She didn't get to finish school. She didn't do all that stuff. But she knows French and she knows Italian, apparently.
Damn, good for her.
So, she's not that dumb.
It's funny because those two used to be my favorite characters. Shocked.
Chandler is my favorite.
Really?
Yes.
That's a weird favorite character.
Oh, my God. I love him because he's... Huh. always kind of been the butt of a lot of the jokes, but he has like this heart of gold.
Yeah. And oh, yeah.
Out of all the characters that have changed, because they made him a little bit more effeminate throughout the years, because this was a back like in the 2000s when gay jokes were all the thing.
Yeah.
So there was a lot of like gay jokes to him and Joey and even with Ross and all that. And even at the beginning of the series, he was kind of like, hey, we thought you were gay, but you're not.
Yeah.
But he was a lot of, he's just super sweet.
Yeah, like, I like him.
Because he
sure.
can, Monica, I know everyone's like, oh, Monica could do better. It's like, no. Chandler could do better. Monica
Ooh.
Doesn't deserve Chandler.
Ooh, shots
I'm
fired.
All kinds of sassy. I'm like, he is super sweet, manages her, you know, like the whole.
Vicky just wants to be Monica. Let's get real.
No, I don't. Monica pisses
me off.
Well,
I mean, like, wants to be Monica as in, like, wants Chandler.
Oh, yeah. I would totally. Yeah. Like, young Chandler, older Chandler. Like, I would totally hit
all
up Chandler.
All the Chandlers.
I want all the Chandler.
Ooh, what's up?
I like him better than Ross. Ross, I hate. I really hate.
Yeah, Ross is pretty annoying. But kind of funny. Because he was just such a, like, a nerd that, like,
I think about it, like, if I was in that group of friends, like, who would I actually be friends with? I think I would be friends with Chandler. I think I would be friends with Rachel. Ross, I think, is too manipulating, too whiny, too full of himself. But at the same time, too, like, down and
yeah,
it's like, oh, my God, go get some Xanax or something. Chill out.
Throw yourself a pity party.
I know. Monica, same thing. It's like, dude, you need to, like, get down. Like, we are on this level. You need to get
OCD.
Down. Yeah. And it's not even OCD. She's just so, like, oh, my God, can we name the award the Monica? Like, she's so about herself, too. And
That'd
it's almost too much. I mean, there's Sarah and then there's Monica. Monica beats you.
Oh, good.
But still. It's like, Monica, shut the hell up.
Shut it.
What is your favorite episode?
Man, I was trying to think. I feel like all of the episodes, they don't like go blur together. Uh-huh. But.
Or what's your favorite moment that you can think of?
Honestly, one of my favorite moments is when I was watching it and I like waited for this part, even though I knew it was going to happen. I've seen it a million times. But it's when Ross is marrying Emily and accidentally says Rachel. Every time I'm like, He said the wrong name. Like, but
just
then also
her
like,
face was just like she was so angry.
And yeah, oh yeah, Emily. Uh-huh. Well, and then Rachel was like shocked. But then I was like, oh my God, they love each other so much. This is meant to be. Like, and I'm such a romantic, and I like love that kind of stuff. And she flew all the way there to tell him, and then he was already getting married and looked so happy. So she wasn't. And then he says her name, and she's just like right there, like skr. And then like, of course, Joey's like, wait, what did he just say the wrong
like,
what just happened?
And then the priest's like, should I continue? Like,
yeah. awkward. Yeah. So that's definitely a moment that I love for some reason. Because I never liked Emily. Ever.
No. And the whole point, I think they did that whole the crossover dealy, whatever, is because that actress who played Emily was in a British series that was the British version of Friends. And she played the Rachel, basically.
That's actually really smart, then. That's really smart.
So I thought that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
When I found that out. So I forget what the show's called.
Yeah, and she was, like, fine. She was just super kind of annoying and basic.
Yes.
Yeah. Rachel and Ross for the win.
Ugh.
But they were on a break.
Rachel could do better. I hate Ross.
Yeah, I do love Rachel. I'm not going to lie.
But going on to somebody else that's really, really annoying.
Oh, yeah?
I found this. It is so, like, oh, my God. It got under my skin so bad.
Oh, wow.
So this is, like, an article on Whisper. This Reddit user apparently shared this text chain he had with this guy over a Netflix bill.
Oh, I love things like this.
So apparently, this guy had been using his Netflix account, and he's like, you need to pay your account.
So this guy had been using this other guy's?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But the other guy didn't know.
Oh.
And so I thought it'd be fun if we both... were to read it as if we were text messaging each other.
Oh, are we role playing?
Yeah. Should we be dudes or should we pretend to be chicks? Or should we be ourselves, I guess? We can do guy voices.
Okay, let's do dudes.
Okay, so you be green?
I'm green, yeah.
Okay. Hey, have you paid your Netflix account? Smiley face.
Who is this? I don't have your number saved.
It's blank. Can you pay me? Can you pay it? Please pay it tonight?
I haven't spoken to you in years. How and why do you have my Netflix details?
Blank gave it to me when you two were seeing each other.
You have got to be effing kidding. I'll be changing my password right away.
Why are you being a boob?
They didn't say boob.
No.
That's so funny that they call him that.
What difference will it make if I have it set to log straight in away? Just pay it and I'm trying to watch something.
You are not using my account anymore. I can't believe the cheek of it.
I'm guessing that's a British term.
Oh, I can't believe the cheek of it. Lose my number, please.
Whatever. You can't even afford the £10.
The irony of someone saying I can't afford to pay something that they have been leeching off for over 2 years. Not that it's in any of your business, but I've changed banks, so they tried claiming from my old closed one.
What do you mean? ? It's not letting me log in now. Just pay it.
I have, but you won't be able to use it without my new password.
What difference does it make if you're paying for it anyways? I have nothing to do tonight, and I really want to watch Netflix, angry face.
Then pay for your own
Pay for your effing own.
I'm drunk. Then pay for your effing own. Done with this now. Dot, dot, dot.
Blank. Blocked. Blank was too good for you, you cheap bad word. And it's just a gift of Michael Scott.
Yeah, just laughing. No, is that Steve Carell?
Yeah, Michael Scott is the character he played on
The Office. Oh, I know that.
But it's like, this guy is pissed off that he has been leeching off this guy's account without the guy knowing. And he doesn't want to keep the password.
That's
it's
so like, savage that his ex-girlfriend gave his password to someone else.
I mean,
you know?
I've had people like BJ's giving me his password for his CBS app mm-hmm. for Star Trek and now the Twilight Zone. But like, I would never, not even if it wasn't BJ, I would never give someone's password out without them knowing. Like, without like, hey,
I
can
wouldn't
this person have
either
your account?
Because it's, I think it's definitely like,
it's rude.
It's rude and it kind of crosses the line in a weird way. But I'm just trying to think, if a guy really screwed me over, like, if, you know, like, to the point where I got so angry, this is one of the most kind of chill, sly, under the radar things to do. Rather than going and keying his car or egging his house or something, this is actually kind of smart.
Now, there's another one you can do to be a little bit more annoying, but it's still pretty tame. You go in and wherever they are, just delete their account. Like, not their full account. But you know how when you're watching Netflix, it shows you what the last episode you watched, so
yeah.
You can continue on.
Mm-hmm.
You can do one of two things. If you know they're already in the middle of a series, and you know what's going to happen in the series, like something big, let's say Game of Thrones, which it's not on Netflix, but like the Red Wedding's going to happen, or you just skip ahead, fast forward it to a big, big moment.
Oh,
and they're like, what the hell happened? And then they're all confused and they have a thing spoiled.
And then, yeah, they're already like in the main epic part of the scene.
Or delete their little person login. So they still have their Netflix account. They just delete their login. So then when they go in, all of their episodes, all the shows are just starting at one. So they have to remember where
they
were.
See, for me, like I don't have my own personal Netflix account, but my boyfriend does. And like that would be way too much work for me to do to get to go through all of the shows he watches and go to that
you'd have to know the show. Like,
yeah.
If you knew that's just one, like that's the more difficult one.
Yeah, but then if I knew his password and he like did something crazy and I was pissed, I'd be like, hey. You know, like that seems a very just an easy way. I just want to let you know this is a password to someone's account if you just want to do it. You know, I like this guy more now, actually, now that I'm really I don't know what happened.
But he said that he got it while they were seeing each other.
Yeah, that's effed up.
Yeah, that's not cool. And then some people have commented since and it says, my ex hit me up 3 years after our breakup when I changed my Hulu password because of someone else for the same thing. I had no idea she was still leeching off of it. So I guess this guy had broken up with somebody or he changed his password because he found somebody leeching off of it. Then he gets a message from his ex-girlfriend from 3 years ago saying, hey, what the hell? Because she was leeching off of it.
3 years. That's like some, you got to have some kahunas to just like reach out even after like a little bit of time and be like,
If I was leeching off of someone's account and I can no longer access the account, I'd be like, cool, I got it for this long. Time to get my own account.
Yeah.
At least my thinking.
If you were dating someone and you guys kind of both shared like a Netflix or a Hulu or whatever, like after you guys broke up, would you talk about it at all? Would you be like, or would it just kind of go unsaid?
I feel like the person paying for it, whoever owns the account, it's like you can do whatever you want there. Like if
it's, yeah, like if you're cool with me still having the access, why not?
Like, but then like with when I had my roommates, I would pay a portion of the Netflix because we had cable, internet, and Netflix, and we just the one guy who paid for Netflix paid for internet too.
Yeah, and you could just give him money.
We just give him money every month. So I figured I'm not paying him money for this Netflix password anymore. So I deleted Netflix. I deleted his I logged out of everything, so we were cool.
But then did you log back in?
No.
Oh, you still?
Because it wasn't my account.
Oh,
I wasn't living in that house.
Now you have your own account.
Yeah, like, I mean,
that's so nice of you.
It's my dad's and my uncle's because my uncle uses ours. But
that is very nice of you that you just logged out yourself and was like, all right.
You know, I'm like, I don't live here. I'm not paying you for it. If I really needed to, I could be like, hey, let me just keep it for a little bit so I can figure out what shows I'm on and do all my favorites again. But
I think about that with like, okay, for example, like my boyfriend and I, we just kind of recently got a Costco membership together.
Ooh.
Like, but it's his membership, but you can have another person on it. So you get another card and stuff. And I was like, I'm right here. You obviously better pick me. Like, you know, like I barely am. I
guess
maybe his parents, I guess. Maybe I know, but it's so like, I don't live really that close to a Costco. So
that's fair.
But then I was like, if we break up, like, would he just take it off me or take me off it? Or can he? Or, you know, same with the gym membership.
You can remove people.
Ooh, and then, but I still have my card.
Yeah.
Would they know?
Well, like when you go to scan in, like when, you know, when you go pay for something, they scan your card.
Ooh, and they'd be like, access denied.
Basically, be like, oh, you're not on this account. This isn't, you know.
I seriously feel like if I had like accounts and I was like the main person on it, I would do that after a breakup.
Yeah,
if it was like not a good breakup, I'd be like, I wouldn't even tell them. I'd be like, no, you try to go to Costco and your card's not going
to
work.
You're going to have to buy a membership. That's $60 right there.
Yeah. A year. Suck it.
Well, I had a, it's funny because I had a I had a Costco account with my old roommate, Steve, but he never used Costco. And my old roommate, Blazin, would like he would come with me and I'd buy all his stuff and he'd just Venmo me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a lot harder. Like,
I know it's annoying that you need a membership.
Right. And so I'm like, Steve never uses his. So I transferred it to Blazin. Totally easy. He got his card.
Steve didn't care?
Nope, he didn't care. And like, if Steve needed anything, he'd come with us, which was very rare. Blazin would go like once every 2 weeks. So made sense. And Blazin would pay for half of my membership. It was like $35 or whatever. I think it's like $65 now. So he'd give me like $30.
Yeah.
We call it good. I think that's fair. Then when we moved out, he still had the account, but he had a girlfriend or now fiance. And so I'm like, well, he's like, yeah, we should probably get our own joint account. Because Danny needed a Costco membership to get his glasses.
Oh, right.
And I was going to just buy it for him. We pretend. I'm like, oh, this is my boyfriend. I'm buying his glasses for him. But I couldn't buy him because of an insurance thing. He needed to have a membership. It was a pain in the ass. So
oh, my gosh.
We went over to membership. We got, I'm like, Danny, you're on my account.
So it's you and Danny on account now.
It was.
Oh.
And so I'm like, hey, Danny, do you want to keep the account? I can keep you on there if you don't mind paying half of it. He's like, you know, I don't really think I'm going to use Costco much, so no worries. But then I had it for like a year, and his name was still on it, so I don't know if he ever used it, but he could have.
Oh, really? Well, what if he has to go to Costco again to get new glasses or something?
Well, like I told him, like, hey, like I don't have you on the account anymore because my brother has an account too at Costco. So I just got on my brother's account and just we split the cost that way.
Yeah.
It's 30-some bucks is cheaper than 60. So.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
So I thought that was fair. So my brother and I'm on my brother's account now.
That's probably better anyway.
Yeah.
Because you and your brother will be like intertwined forever, kind of. Yeah.
Like you're stuck with me, butthole.
Other like roommates or coworkers. Yeah.
But let us know if you've ever had a situation like that where people were leeching off your account.
Or if you're leeching off someone or like.
Or what happened
right
after a breakup. Like what do you do there?
What do you do? Because right as we got our Costco membership or gym, I think it was Costco was first. I was like, dude, this is like the first thing we're like,
this is a thing.
This is a thing. It's on like paper and we both got a card to this thing.
So yeah, let us know. And like, how did you handle it? Or did you do any like Netflix?
Or any like savage?
Yeah. Just kind of get back thing there.
I think I might.
I totally see you doing that.
Crazy bitch.
All right. Let us know, guys. We'll talk to you later.
Bye.